This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Although tests in the Indiana avian influenza incident continue to prove negative, much more work must still be completed before this event can be considered over, according to Indiana State veterinarian Brett Marsh. He said Friday that we are optimistic with each day that yields more negative flock tests. Weekly testing and monitoring of commercial poultry farms in the 10-kilometer control area will continue for several weeks as Indiana moves through the process to be declared avian flu free. Indiana established an additional 10-kilometer surveillance zone with aggressive testing requirements to assure the industry and partners that the disease is not present. Birds and eggs may be moved into and out of the control area only after negative testing. In addition, state and federal teams have visited more than 1,000 residences in the control area to identify small backyard flocks for testing. Tests of those 96 identified flocks, which are nearly complete, have all proven negative. Organic growers now have a new tool to control weeds. Abrasive weeding, or weed blasting, uses an air compressor to blast organic grit at weed seedlings during vulnerable growth stages. The method, recently field tested at the U of I, is surprisingly effective, according to the university. In conjunction with plastic mulch, abrasive weeding reduced final weed biomass by 69% to 97% compared to non-weeded control plots. Abrasive weeding involves blasting weed seedlings with tiny fragments of organic grit using an air compressor. Researchers say blasted grit does not discriminate between weed and crop seedlings, which makes it important to use this method in transplanted crops that are substantially larger than weed seedlings at the time of grit application. Although some visible damage occurred on stems and leaves of both tomato and pepper crops, the damage did not affect marketable fruit yield. Studies are ongoing to determine whether abrasions on crop tissues could result in increased susceptibility to disease, but early results show little effect. An additional benefit of weed blasting is the potential for growers to use organic fertilizers, such as soybean meal, as blasting material. The method is now being tested in different horticultural crops, including broccoli and kale, with and without additional weed control methods. Next, we'll visit with the Litchfield FFA chapter. Last week, I talked with chapter officers Cody Frericks and Ellie Neiman about what the chapter has been working on so far this school year. Cody, could you start out by telling us what grade you're in and what your role is with the FFA chapter?
Hi, I'm Cody Frericks. I am a sophomore at Litchfield High School, and I'm the reporter for FFA.
And how is your role as reporter going so far? What are some of the things that you've been doing this year?
I've been keeping the community updated on our events.
You guys have had a couple of contests going on lately, one of those being the Soils Contest, or CDE. What can you tell us about the contest? How did you guys place?
We got third in section and second in county.
And what were some of the things that you had to do at the contest?
We had a walk around a field, and we went in pits of dirt and looked at the soil.
Something else coming up soon for the chapter is a conference. What's the name of the conference, and do you guys have anyone that are going to be attending?
It's a conference for underclassmen. It's the 212 conference. They stay overnight.
And another contest coming up. You participated in Soils, but there's a poultry contest coming up in February. Can you tell us anything about that? Do you know if people will be participating?
We'll probably have, you know, 7 or 8 people going to it. We go there and judge eggs and chickens and meat and stuff, so yeah.
Now we're going to switch gears and hear from Ellie Neiman. Ellie, could you tell us what grade you're in and what your role is with the FFA chapter?
I'm a junior at Litchfield High School, and I am FFA president.
There's been some changes in the last couple years, and we talked about this beforehand. You guys have seen quite a few ag teachers, but now you have a new one, and tell us what your thoughts are so far.
Well, it's been quite a bumpy road up until Mr. Belesco, but he's been really good about helping us get back on track and get our FFA chapter and everything up to date. So,
looking forward to new projects and things, I'm sure, with him.
Yeah.
Something that's going to be coming up in the spring is a petting zoo. But before we talk about that, you guys recently worked with the local Rotary Club, and you had a fruit sale and some other things. Tell us what you guys did with them.
Well, Rotary let us they let us participate in their fruit sales, and we got to raise some money for the future events and going to maybe national convention next year. So that was good.
Did they also have a breakfast that you attended and helped at?
Yeah, well, we went to breakfast so they could present us with our check. So that was very nice of them to provide breakfast for us.
And like I mentioned before, the petting zoo coming up this spring, that always seems to be a fun event. Any plans for that so far? Do you know who's bringing animals, or what can people expect from the petting zoo?
You can always expect like a couple dogs, because everybody wants to bring their pets. And we usually have about everything from every different corners of the farm. And we usually bring in some kindergarten students and some younger kids, so it's a really fun event to get our name out there in the community.
Litchfield FFA chapter reporter Cody Frericks and President Ellie Neiman. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.